Given that this is my last sermon to present as pastor of this congregation, my temptation is to talk really, really fast and to try to cram as much Swedenborgian theology into 15 minutes as I possibly can. But instead, let's slow down a little bit. And let's turn our attention to the stars. First, a question. How many stars are there in our solar system? Precisely. How many stars are there in our solar system? One star. How many stars in our galaxy? I hear it's roughly 100 billion. How many galaxies in the known universe? Again, roughly about 100 billion. My understanding is that the best understanding of our day is that there are roughly 10 to the 23rd power stars in the known universe. That's 10 with 23 zeros afterwards. In order to help us try to imagine the size of that number, I invite you to picture yourselves now on your favorite beach and pick up the sand in your hands and let it move through your fingers. I was told that, you know, in a little package of salt that you get from a restaurant, that there are roughly 3,000 grains of salt. If you were to start counting the sand on the beach around you, and if you counted one grain a second, 8 hours a day, every day for 1 year, no days off, you would roughly count 10,368,000 grains of sand. And I don't think you will have had to have moved from your spot. There are more stars in the known universe than there are grains of sand on all the beaches in the world. Let's shift our perspective for a moment. I invite you to admire your thumb. Either one. Something we don't do very often. Just admire that beautiful thumb you have. And as you're gazing at it lovingly, let in the fact that there are as many atoms in your thumb as there are stars in the known universe. Our best estimate is that the universe is 27 billion light years wide. And of course the stars, the 10 to the 23rd stars, are spread throughout this vast universe with lots of empty space in between. So also the atoms in our thumb are not crammed all together, but there is relatively as much space between each atom as there is space between each star. We are unimaginably awesome creatures from thumb to toe, with the most extraordinary potential within every atom of our being. And we've only just begun. The best estimate that we have now is that the universe is about 12 to 15 billion years old. Let's say 12 billion. From the Big Bang to now. Again, an inconceivably large number. If we were to imagine that 12 billion years was in 1 year, so that each month represented 1 billion years, that can give us a sense of the timeline of known history of our universe. So on January 1st at 12 a.m. is the Big Bang. Early February, our Milky Way galaxy forms. Approximately August 12th, the Earth and the Sun are formed. Approximately September 28th, first life arises on the Earth. December 13th, first animals appear on Earth. December 25th, dinosaurs now walk on the Earth. December 30th, around 12:33 a.m., the dinosaurs are wiped out by an asteroid that collides with the Earth. December 31st, 9 p.m., the first humanoid life appears. December 31st, 11:58 p.m., Homo sapiens arrive. We are awesome creatures with unimaginable potential, and we have only just begun. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. We are infants. We are newborn. And we are here. And we are here to grow in our capacity to love. We are here to grow in our capacity to love deeply, to love wisely, to love joyously, and to love unconditionally. How do we grow in our capacity to love? How do we grow in our ability to let the light of heaven into our minds and into our hearts and into our lives? Our church teaches that we grow in our capacity to love by wanting to, by choosing to, by waking up in the morning and saying, Lord, help me to be a blessing to someone today. By choosing to smile, by choosing to give, by choosing to forgive, by choosing to commit our lives to something that's really important. By choosing to be kind to a stranger. By choosing to be kind to our spouse. By choosing to be kind to a child. These are all mustard seeds growing. And we can even each think of ourselves as a mustard seed. So tiny, even with all those atoms in our thumb. So tiny, and yet with such extraordinary potential. This church, for the last 156 years here in San Francisco, has been a place for people to love, to learn to love, and to grow together. And I think I was going to say something else first. Yeah, I was. Do you forgive me? I'm a little nervous. But I've gotten through so much so far. And I'm almost done. We are each in a way a tiny mustard seed. And all it takes to grow that mustard seed is to want to choose to remember how to, and to learn how. And that's why we have a church. To practice, to remember, to learn, and to grow together. Together with one another, and together with God. God is the very essence of life itself. God is the energy. God is the love and the wisdom within every atom of our being. And God is the love and the wisdom within every star in the universe. And we have only just begun. But my time here is closing today. And in closing, I want to tell you what an extraordinary privilege it has been to travel these years with this congregation on this heavenly journey. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to share this journey with you. I want to give you each a very, very, very small gift. Mustard seed. As a reminder of how awesome you each are, the creativity and the potential within each one of you, and how we are all just beginning. And I wish you all well individually and collectively. And I have tremendous and extraordinary faith in this congregation and in your ability to love and grow together. Just one parting reminder, and that is to choose to love, to look for love, to find ways to love. And when you stumble, and when you feel like you cannot find your way, do remember that we are all beginners, every one of us. Amen. Tim and Lana are handing out your gifts. I believe there's enough for everyone.